listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Three Wide Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the rebranded Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Talking NASCAR, among other things, Major League Baseball going on, NBA playoffs hot and heavy, NHL playoffs, and so forth here on this podcast, folks. This is going to focus on NASCAR, obviously, on this episode anyways, in big news coming out of the NFL. I'm going to touch on that at the end of the podcast. This is your first time listening to the rebranded edition of 3Wide Podcast. Welcome on board. Of course, this has been, for the last several years, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Featuring the Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and Cup Series. But now, back to the way it was when I first got to the podcast and seen NASCAR, all sports, or big news story that's popping up. And this is just going to focus clearly on Talladega. And of course, as I'm sitting here recording this pod on Tuesday night, April 25th, 2023, Kansas, next week. Cannot wait, and I'm trying to figure out my weekend schedule. That next weekend will be busy for me from all faucets there, so I know I'll be at the Cup race for sure. I am not completely sure about the truck race next week. And of course, a couple of my friends a couple of weeks ago ends up planning either a party or a get-together on that Saturday. Of course, when I try to go out of town, that's what they do. for all jokes aside, so they a couple of my friends have planned a couple of things on that Saturday, next Saturday anyway. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be out there for the truck race or not. And yeah, that's depending on what I decide to do there. If I don't, then that's all right. But I'll be making a trip back up to Kansas City in time for the Cup race. So I'll be traveling. I'm gonna be back and forth next weekend, but I will be there definitely for sure for the Cup race, which is, I believe is the sponsor on that. Let me look at the Avant Health 400 next week in Kansas City. I cannot wait for that to materialize as well. So looking forward to next week. Either way though, still looking forward to next weekend. It's going to be an exciting, busy weekend there for yours truly. So, but we got unfinished business this week here on the podcast here in Talladega. Let's talk about that for a few minutes or for a little bit, which is going to be majority of this podcast. Talladega, right? You know what you're going to get from there. And the same thing. Complaints here and there, and rightfully so, right? When your drivers in running in the top 10, pretty much never left the top 10 except for pit stops all day, yeah, and you find your driver finishing in what, 20th place? Oh my, come on. Anyways, look, we have Talladega, it was what it is, and we saw some massive, some scary wrecks last weekend between the Xfinity Series. Well, we saw some frightening hits there, especially late in the race there. I can't remember off the top of my head who flipped upside down. You know, somebody should, I probably should not say that, but it always happens at Talladega, right? You don't really see it at Daytona. You see it at Talladega. Cars go upside down almost every time we're there, right? And that was the case in the Xfinity Series there. And I haven't heard the latest on that. The last time I checked, he was doing okay. I will get to that driver here momentarily here on the show. But well, if I have time. But right now, Cup Series. Cup race, very very intriguing race there, and actually I thought it was a good race there until obviously you have all these until the very end there where it would have been interesting. Well, it did get interesting because several of those drivers who stayed out prior to overtime wanted to ride it out low on fuel. And then those same cars who did not pit end up running out of gas, Ty Gibbs being one of them, and several others too as well in that same scenario. But at the end of the day, Kyle Busch, right? Kyle Busch gets the win there in as carnage happens there. And you know Ross Chastain is going to be in the middle of that mess. And he was. First overtime, tried to make it three wide there. Caused the first overtime caution there. And then I believe he came down to pit, I think, as well. I can't remember how sure. It's been a couple of days. But, yeah, Ross Chastain, you know he's going to try to make something happen. It's just an automatic given there. We've seen it. Obvious. Martinsville last year in the playoffs, right? You know Ross is going to be desperate to go in there and try to really make something happen there. And he did. He put a couple of drivers three wide there. I think it was Austin Cindric being one of those drivers there as well, and did not happen there. So I believe Noah Gregson was leading. Yeah, Noah Gregson, the first overtime, was leading, and yeah, he was going. Well, no, he wasn't leading. He was second because Ryan Blaney had kept the lead. Yeah, so it was Blaney and Gregson in the front row. That whole situation happened, right? So Chastain tried to make it three wide. That didn't work. Cost first wreck, which, by the way, forced the second overtime there, and I believe we went to third overtime, if I'm not mistaken there. But anyways, this race finished this race finished up in overtime there, and Kyle Busch got the win there as well. Blaney, who was up front for majority of the third stage, got second place. So Ryan Blaney was in the driver's seat there to get another Talladega win. Couldn't get it done thanks to Kyle Busch edging him out, and Kyle Busch won it thanks to a wreck off of turn two, which collected multiple cars, including Bubba Wallace, Martin Truex Jr., among others. We sealed Kyle Busch's fate there, and caution came out. Kyle Busch got to the line, and Kyle Busch was one of those that stayed out, I think, on older fuel there as well. So, and by the way, I cannot catch a break today. When I try to record, whether it's this podcast or my other podcast, something gets in the way for whatever reason. But now we should be good here for the rest of the way. So my apologies for that. But Kyle Busch, second win. Remember, Kyle Busch won back at California, right? So there you go. Kyle Busch wins again. Second win of 2023, adding more points to that total there. And let's go through the little bit of nuggets here real quick inside the box score here on the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer, the third year host for this podcast. 3 hours, 33 minutes. Stage one winner, Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott, Chase Elliott was in the mix towards the end of these stages as far as trying to get those precious stage points, right? So he won stage two, came up second in stage two. That went to Eric Almirola. He was mere seconds away, inches away from sweeping both stages, but Eric Almirola had other ideas, and that was a stat that came about there. Nobody, if Chase Elliott would have won that, nobody would have swept all three stages of Talladega. Well, obviously that didn't happen because Eric Almirola won stage two, and Kyle Busch wins in double overtime there as well. Kyle Busch wins the race. 8 cautions or 34 laps there, and 57 lead changes among 21 drivers in this race. Ryan Blaney, right? 9 times for 47 laps. Kyle Busch, 3 times for what? 3 laps. Chase Elliott, 7 times for 18 laps here. Let's see. Austin Cindric, when did he lead? What? Yeah, when did he lead? But I might be looking at the wrong one. Hold up. Yeah, okay, I was looking at the wrong one. Martin Truex Jr., am I looking at the right one? 19 laps. I thought he led more than that. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But anyways, I thought he led more than that. I might be wrong. But anyways, it's up here on the stats official stat sheet. Truex, 4 for 19. Bubba Wallace, 6 times for 35 laps. in this race. And Harrison Burton was up there leading in the third stage three times for 11 laps. He got caught up in the late wreck there when he got turned by Noah Gregson there trying to figure things out right there in the end, right there as well. So the rest of the top 10 there, Chris Buescher for Roush Keselowski Racing. I think I got that. Fenway Roush Racing. Or no, RFK. No. Roush Keselowski Racing. Oh, my goodness. Man, I am all over the place. Roush Keselowski Racing. Yeah, there we go. Let's get that all straightened out here, folks, on the podcast. Chase Briscoe. And speaking of Brad, he ended up finishing in the fifth spot. Brad Keselowski, this was a not typical a speedway race for him. He was in the back from a Jordan's race and capitalized late. He was not happy for most of this race. Did not like how the Fords were drafting. And real quick, shout out to the Toyotas. I know this has been a theme over several years, and they're the ones that started it when the Daytona 500, when, of course, that's the race there that I'm still frustrated with. With the Truex Hamlin to the finish line several years back, Toyota started this whole deal of working together. And then since then, they've been very inconsistent. Well, I'm going to pull a shout out to the Toyotas here in just a moment.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Shout out to the Toyotas for finally getting their act together and finally had the decency to actually work together up front. Majority of it, we saw Bubba Wallace, Martin Truex Jr. up there, Denny Hamlin, Ty Gibbs was leading very late in this race as well at multiple points. Christopher Bell, he wasn't even in the mix. He was in the back end. He wasn't really much a factor, but those four Toyotas right there. Tyler Reddick, his race was wonky. He ended up when coming to pit road early, spinning out, and that really put him in the 8-hole there as well. He and Chase Briscoe. Chase Briscoe bounced back. As I mentioned, he finished, in the top five there in fourth. Yeah, he finished in the fourth spot there. But, yeah, Tyler Reddick's race got turned upside down after trying to pit. He and him spinning, coming to the pit lane. So, and he attacked the wall hard. I was going to say shocked, but I was a little surprised that he was able to drive fast as he did. Now, obviously, when you get that car up front in that lead line, you're going to take a big hit because all that damage, you ain't going nowhere. You might as well be behind somebody there. And we've seen this over the past, year and change now, that these cars are very durable. And all of a sudden, even with a hit like Tyler Reddick's last Sunday, he kept going. So I was I was bailed out by that on the fantasy sheet there as well. But I just want to call it Toyotas there. Yes, the results. Oh, here comes another one. The results, Truex was very close. Truex was very close to escaping. he was very close to escaping that last wreck, but he got clipped, hit the wall hard, and didn't tag it that much, and then he got drilled from behind. That really cost him there as well. Denny Hamlin, I think he finished, Denny Hamlin finished 15th, somewhere in there. But yeah, absolutely not the finish that we wanted, but hey, it's another Talladega bad finish in the books, and we can look forward to Dover now. What's next for the Cup Series? I believe the Xfinity Series as well will take center stage as well here. Real quick, let's bounce around the finishing order here real fast here. Chase Elliott finishing at 12. Actually, let me finish the top 10 real fast. Eric Jones. Eric Jones was the ringleader of that third lane all day. He wasn't sitting back there. Eric Jones mastered the third lane. he started it, and other cars started to go up there with him. So there's that. William Byron, Christopher Bell. And yeah, speaking of Christopher Bell, yeah, he's finishing in the top 10. Go figure. After kind of not really being a factor all day, he finished in the top 10. Suarez, ninth for Trackhouse. And Todd Gilliland finished in a 10th spot. Shout out to Todd Gilliland for getting that done. Elliott finished 12th there. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., your Daytona 500 champion this year, he finishes 15th. Harvick, 21st. Almirola, your stage 2 winner, 22nd. Ross Chastain, who tried to make some more matches happen, putting it 3 wide. No pun intended for the podcast. Appreciate you. The 3 wide moment of the podcast belongs to Ross Chastain himself. Appreciate you, Ross. He finished 23rd. Truex, 27th. Wallace, 28th. Joey Logano, man, he had an up yo-yo day for him. Joey Logano, 30th on the sheet there as well. So that's kind of what you're looking at there as far as the finishing order for the Geico 500 at Talladega last weekend as well. I'm going to go ahead. Let's go ahead and look at the driver points here. I don't have the playoff standings in front of him again, so I apologize for that. But I do have the old school standings. And Christopher Bell leads Ross Chastain heading into Dover this weekend by 12. Kevin Harvick there, 8 more points behind Ross Chastain in third. Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, your top 5. Reddick, Truex, Blaney, Bowman, and Hamlin are your top 10 right now there as well. Again, I don't have the official playoff picture in front of me right now. And back to Blaney. He has not won in this new generational car yet. So that's another week without a win. That's a week for another win without a win for Blaney there in that regard. So we're going to go. Yeah, I'm going to switch screens over to the Xfinity series. You're listening to the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer the third here coming to you as usual for this podcast from Manhattan, Kansas. Let's see if I can pull that driver. I think it was Dexter Stacy they were talking about. Yeah, Dexter Stacy who went upside down. I think there was another car in the Xfinity race that went upside down as well. Yeah, Daniel Hemric. He took a hard hit and then he went upside down, slid down to the turn 4 all the way to the apron. And at the end of this mess here, Jeb Burton. Yes, Jeb Burton getting the win for Jordan Anderson Racing. Now, but I believe that's their second car in there. I saw multiple pictures of Jordan Anderson and his team. So Jeb Burton, a big victory. However you want to slice it, Jeb Burton gets it done there after the mass exodus of Big Rex in this Xfinity series for Jeb Burton. That's big for him as well. I believe this is his first winning Xfinity series. No, it's not. This is his second career Xfinity series win. That's big. That's big for him there. Sheldon Creed caused Daniel the big one there late in this one. He ends up finishing in the runner-up spot, matching his car number. Parker Kligerman there third. Shout out Parker. He finished in the third spot. Cole Custer, Brendan Poole there in the top 5 there in this race. And then look at this. Cesar Barcellona, I believe that's how you say it, finished in the 6th spot. Parker Reslov, shout out to him. He finished 7th. Greg Golding, another top 10 finish for Greg Golding. Remember a couple years ago, Greg Golding finished in the 2nd spot at Talladega. So this is not a surprise for me to see Golding in that 8th spot. Joey Gase, 9th. Josh Williams. Hey, Josh Williams, the story of Atlanta. He finished in the 10th spot there. So, others. Let's just bounce around the dartboard here of the finishing leaderboard here. Moffitt, he was leading at one point. He finished 12th. Austin Hill, Mr. Daytona, where did he finish? He finished 18th. Yeah, he's obviously going to be that heavy favorite coming to Daytona, Atlanta, Talladega. He's really cemented himself as that guy on Speedway Racing. but he finished 18th. He was collected in that wreck. There, Hemric, 21st. Herbst, Mr. Top 10, he finished 23rd. Chandler Smith, my guy that I picked there, he was inches away from getting or escaping that wreck. And then the theme of the day, theme of the weekend, is get caught up very late. finishing the 25th spot for Chandler Smith, the Richmond winner. There in calamity for Junior Motorsports. Here, three of their cars got caught up in that late wreck. Allgaier, well, in the same wreck, actually, before the big one. Mayer, Allgaier, Josh Berry. Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, Josh Berry to clear that up. And y'all, where did Brandon? Yeah, Brandon Jones finished in the top 15, but his teammates, they all got collected. And don't you like that as a NASCAR owner there to see all your cars get wrecked and be involved in a wreck in the same accident? Those you gotta, yeah, I love it, baby, on that one as well. So I could laugh at that, but I'm sure Kelly Earnhardt Miller or Andy Dale Jr. not happy with the way that came out. This race took 3 hours exactly. Justin Allgaier did win stage one, but did not stay around for the end of this race, obviously with that wreck. And then Jeb Burton. So this was a big day for Jeb Burton. How about Uncle Jeb right there? He wins stage two and wins the race for him, the Ag Pro 300. So there you go. And the caution flags. Oh, the caution's really racked up towards the end of these things. And you just know, once one caution happens at the end, another one's sure to follow. You got to know these trends because cannot act surprised. Even the casual NASCAR fan, I've said this on multiple episodes of this podcast, you know the trends. When, especially, I mean, really, when you look at all types of racing now, not just on speedway racing, but mile. What was that? Come on, man. People out here doing some dumb things out here. Yeah, now I lost my train of thought. But anyway, yeah, so not just speedway racing, but you see it, mile and a half, short tracks. People get, drivers get crazy. And for those that don't watch NASCAR, this has kind of been the trend. If you don't get, you'd be lucky not to get an overtime finish, whether it's Daytona, whether that's Richmond, whether that's Kansas, anything, because drivers get out of their minds and start doing stupid stuff. So that's where I'm trying to go with that. On that, this is the rebranded edition, the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III here coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. All as usual, because yes, I'm as a resident here in the state of Kansas. So top five in the points. We'll just go there and stop because we got Aaron Rodgers news to talk about here in this podcast before we close things down. This, I was planning on this to go an hour, and you guys will get your hour, because now we expanded the show a little bit with diving into baseball and this Aaron Rodgers news. I'm gonna chat real quick. John Nemechek, your leader, he was out of this race, got knocked out late. He still leads the point standings by 21 over Austin Hill. Chandler Smith is third, not too far behind. Chandler Smith is Riley Herbst, and not too far behind Herbst is Berry. It's really tight between third and, I'm going to say, sixth. That's where Justin Allgaier is sitting right now in the sixth hole as well. And, oh, why not? Sammy Smith, Cole Custer, Daniel Hemric, and Sheldon Creed. That is your top 10 heading in to Dover. And I believe the trucks are off as well. I'm going to go double check that real quick. I know the trucks, they'll be in KC next week, which I'm not sure if I'm going to be there or not, given the fact that other my friends, like I said at the top of the podcast, right, decided to schedule some fun things. So we'll just got to see about that. Scrolling. In the Craftsman Truck Series now. Nope. Next week is their next race. So that's going to be the Heart of America 200 in prime time next Saturday in KC, Kansas Speedway, and of course the Cup race Sunday afternoon, which I'll definitely be at for sure. So looking forward towards that as well. So we put a book in the Talladega, and we're gonna mail that off and move on to Dover next. for the Xfinity and Cup Series, respectively. This is the 3Y Podcast. Once again, the rebranded 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Grid, a third here for a few more minutes. Boy, we turn our attention to the gridiron, and we're riding this to the high side, folks. Aaron Rodgers. Woo! Aaron Rodgers. I didn't think this would be pulled off, but this has been going on for, really, for the last, 2 to 3 years. Aaron Rodgers, you know, what's the contract situation going to look like? Is he coming back to Green Bay? Is he not? Is he coming back to Green Bay? Is he not? Is he coming back to Green Bay, Lambeau Field or not? And finally, Rodgers pulling the trigger there, which ends 3Y Nation. An 18-year run at Green Bay. Their Aaron Rodgers era in Green Bay is done. It's over. And Aaron Rodgers, a New York Jet, adding another caliber quarterback in the AFC East. So this got... And still, though, I found it. I came across this earlier today, or I heard it from somebody, that I think Buffalo Bills are still favored for right now as the division favorite there as well. But this has been going on for a couple of years, last several years now. Rodgers trying not to make up his mind, can't make decide to leave Green Bay. Well, he finally has the stones to leave them. And now, who's going to play quarterback for Green Bay? Jordan Love or somebody else there as well? But Aaron Rodgers, right? I'm reading this off of now, getting the exact results of this trade from Fox News. They're getting Rodgers, who was the, the full trade there. Yeah, so you're going to get the, actually, this was Rodgers for a 15th overall pick in this upcoming draft. Oh, by the way, happy draft week, folks. NFL draft, I'm sitting recording this two nights away now on Thursday night. And where that's at? That's here in KC. Well, not here. I live here in Manhattan. I'm 2 hours away from Kansas City. So, unfortunately, you know, I could not get schedule that. I got a lot of other stuff going on right now in the month of May. But Kansas City is going to be hopping. It is going to be hopping for sure. Obviously, Kansas City Chiefs come off of another Super Bowl run, right? So, if you got that going on, it's going to be lit. It's going to be a scene on Thursday night, come NFL draft. But they got him for a 15th overall draft pick in this year's draft, a 5th-round pick this year. Let's see, I'm reading this here. Exchange for a 13th overall pick in this year's draft here, a 2nd-round pick in this year's draft here, a 6th-round pick in a conditional 2024 2nd-round pick that will become a 1st if Rodgers plays over half the season, and meaning half, over half, 65% of the season. So, this is monumental for the New York Jets, and obviously, you know what this marks of? Somebody gets shorted. That's Zach Wilson, who was just, felt like he was just traded to, just drafted, actually, 2 years ago. Or was it last year? I want to see if it was last year that he got drafted, and he made all kind of headway there with his stupid comments there to the New York media. You know you're going to get roasted. New York media is one of the probably the toughest among towards their athletes to the towards their own players up there, in my opinion anyway. So, but yeah, Aaron Rodgers finally getting out of Green Bay after kind of going back and forth and whatnot there as well. And of course, he and Pat McAfee are best buds. He's always on that podcast apparently there as well. And of course, you know, this was going back and forth before finally it came official yesterday. Jets and Packers, it's been all over ESPN, obviously, and some other networks as well, obviously, because yes, the Aaron Rodgers is one of the top subjects as far as NFL goes, right? If you're not Patrick Mahomes. But yeah, Patrick Mahomes is up there, definitely, for sure. He should be number one top because again, the Kansas City Chiefs won their 2nd Super Bowl in 3 years, right? So there you go. But yeah, this was stalled out when I came across that today as well. But apparently they got themselves together and both these teams made it happen. So Aaron Rodgers, New York. Woo! It's going to be Comedy Central, baby. We'll see how it all shakes out. I don't have the rest of the details in front of me. That's all I had. That's all I got from that right there. So, Aaron Rodgers to the AFC East. You got now, what? Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills, right? Who else is up there that I'm leaving? I know I'm leaving out somebody. Miami Dolphins between Tua and my guy, K-State alum. Shout out Skylar Thompson. And I'm leaving somebody out. Oh, man. I'm leaving. New England Patriots. Yep, New England Patriots have, what, Mac Jones? Yeah, Mac Jones. Yep, Mac Jones. So you have those quarterbacks. And yet still you have, according to a couple of the NFL media outlets, Josh Allen and the Bills still to be favored in that division. But now Aaron, but New York Jets is shaking things up. And when you pair that Aaron Rodgers with that tough New York Jet defense, this Jets team turned in legit playoff contenders. Now, they needed a quarterback because Zach Wood couldn't get it done up there. And shout out Mike White, who did his best he could to get the Jets going, which he did. He did. But at the end of the day, I think Mike White now is with Miami, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. I think I'm right on that. Yeah, so Mike White, yeah, he was the unsung hero of that because Zach Wilson really dug himself a hole there as well. And you can pretty much put a cap to the end to the Zach Wilson era there as well. Now, Aaron Rodgers is going to be clear-cut number one unless something wild out of left field happens in that situation. But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, the biggest news of the day outside of the NBA playoffs, will be a New York Jet. Man, that's still weird to say. It might take a little bit. It might take the end of the summer to get used to that. After 18 years, 18 seasons in Lambeau, up in Green Bay Nation, well, Rodgers finally gets out of Green Bay after a couple years of going back and forth, either not wanting to be there or I want to be here, but I don't know, I want to leave. Well, he finally pulled the trigger, and the New York Jets get him after really over a two-month span of bickering back and forth. So I want to talk about that for a little bit on this podcast there. So Aaron Rodgers shaking some things up now in the AFC East. The 3Y Podcast Rebranded Edition. 3Y Podcast EG3. Get it! Wherever podcasts are found, folks. Again, if you're new to the podcast, if you're wondering what is going on, why we're talking about football and NASCAR podcasts, well, we're going back to the way I started on a podcast scene, right? That includes talking about NASCAR among NFL, college, most sports anyways. But if something big pops up like Aaron Rodgers news pop up yesterday, I will come on here and talk about it. So that we're rebranding the show a little bit. But you're still going to get your NASCAR coverage like you did today, tonight, or wherever you listen to this episode. So again, Jeb Burton, Kyle Busch, congratulations to the Talladega winners this weekend. From Talladega. Next up is Dover there. So if you're wondering that about that. But hey, if you like this rebranded edition, you love what you're hearing, second thing you gotta do, make sure you subscribe to the 3Y Podcast wherever you get your podcast. And the third thing, feel free. Well, this is what you need to do. If you've been a long time listener to this podcast, please tell a fellow NASCAR or fellow podcasting friend. That did not come out right. Tell a friend about this podcast. This is actually a lot of fun. I could go on and on because, yeah, I could go on and on. But I got to finish up a couple of things outside the podcast world and get ready for the rest of the week there. But there will be a full KC breakdown coming up next week when I get back from the track. So I'm looking forward to that, getting back to Kansas Speedway there and seeing hopefully another good race out there with this new car. But anyways, yes, third thing, make sure you spread the word to your friends about this podcast. This started really a couple weeks ago, bringing back some of the sports on this podcast. So definitely, it's not all NASCAR anymore. We're going global, folks, here on this podcast. So definitely, thanks for hanging in there with me during this little slight little change up back to where it used to be, which was the EG3 show, but now it's back. To that, but still a different title, still the same title. It's going to be the rebranded 3Y Podcast, so I appreciate you on that. That's going to wrap it up on this episode. The checkered flag has waved on this episode, which I believe is 351 of this edition of the podcast. EG3, Eddie Greer III. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the 3Y Podcast. We out.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 wide.